So I've been talking on Lin Chi's discourses since last spring. And tomorrow and the third day, I'll give talks on Lin Chi's waking up story. And then on the next 3 days, the fourth, fifth, and sixth days, I'll be speaking on, I think it's the 21st and 22nd discourses in the Zen Master Lin Chi book by Burton Watson. With this talk, I'm not really going to touch on Lin Chi. Some folks have asked me why I never give talks for beginners, so I thought this would be my beginner's talk. And if it doesn't feel like beginner's talk, then just take these as encouraging words. I started the last Branching Moon session with words similar to these and had so much positive feedback. I read them again at the beginning of the Ancient Bones retreat, again with some positive feedback following. So many folks thought I was talking directly to them, and each felt encouraged to explore further their subjective threshold. So with some great variation, here are those words. Session has a threefold meaning. It means to touch the heart mind, to be touched by that very same mind, and then to move into the field of action, caring and expressing that mind. In session, we step back from the busyness of our daily lives and step more fully into what is right before us. We step more fully into the unfolding of our lives. We meet what arises with open hands and with warm hearts. Or at least, that is our intention. We do not try to shape our surroundings or our lives. We do not try to shape the time, the day, or the night, but we let them shape us. We let them confirm us. So this may not sound too hard, and in fact, might sound quite lovely. We relax. We relax into our bodies and into our breath. We relax into the body of the world and its continuous breath. We relax into our posture, into Mu, into who hears. We relax into the splashing of the waves, into the sounds of gulls and eagles, and into the rain on the rooftop and on the very floor of the Zendo. We relax and enjoy. Remember, Dogen said, Zazen is the gateway of ease and of joy. However, because of our conditioning, this ability to relax, to enjoy and be touched, can be rather difficult. Our small minds can be very slippery, and they look for, create, and find any crack to leap out of, to leak out of. They look to slip from this place right before our eyes. And often our daily lives support that leaking, and our culture positively encourages it. So session, although a great relief, someone cooks for us, does the dishes, cleans the bathrooms and arranges flowers. Someone rings beautiful bells, takes us on walks and leads chants. So although a great relief, it is also very difficult. Our knees and backs ache. We grow increasingly tired and weary. we follow someone else's schedule, and it becomes arduous at times. It is easy to get sloppy and look for shortcuts and for temporary relief. Please, at the beginning of each period, take a posture you can hold for 25 minutes, and then let that posture hold you. Trust your posture. Let it hold you. Let it steady you, thus creating a rooted and stable mind. Let your fretting and worrying let your thoughts be no different than clouds floating across the great blue sky. Sometimes there will be somber clouds, sometimes bright. But no matter their hue, shape, or weight, they will pass. They will dissipate. Find a stable posture and let it hold you. If, however, the pain becomes almost too much, notice that. Realize you can move if necessary, but then be very mindful and don't move. Breathe into the ache. Let your awareness shine warmly on the hurt. There is no need for storytelling at this point, but watch the words. Watch your narrative, the perspective your mind takes and tells. But again, these tellings are simply clouds, insubstantial, fleeting, phantoms. Don't be fooled by the story. Just let your posture, let your zazen hold you. Let the sangha hold you, the breath of the person next to you. Let the wider sangha hold you, the splashing of water, the blowing of wind, and the gunshots at the far end of the beach. Pay attention not to the ache, but pay attention in the ache. Pay attention in the pain. Pay attention where attention at its root means to stretch. Stretch more fully into your bodies. Stretch more fully into your discomfort, thereby stretching more fully into your life. When we stretch, we live into our lives, opening to each moment, opening to each thing, whether good or bad, whether joyous or sad, whether happy or grieved. We let ourselves stretch so that we can fully inhabit the recesses of our minds and hearts, so we can fill each pore and molecule. We stretch, paying attention to each breath all the way to the bottom. All the way to the pause, that place where it stops, and then stop. Then simply inhale all the way in, not forced, relaxed. Come to that place of pause and stop. All there is splash, splash. And then naturally, take the next breath. Stretching our sense of what we think of ourselves. Stretching who we think we are and what we may or may not be capable of. Stretching into our skin, into the vastness of our bodies, going past what has limited us until now. Stretching so that inside and outside are seen for what they are. Stretching so that our ideas of past, present, and future drop away. Stretching out past even our own dying and deaths. I've noticed over the years that some folks move, switch postures at about 23 minutes. If you are not those persons, be encouraged by their struggling and their movement, because you have only 1 or 2 minutes until the bell rings. But if you are one of those who switch postures at 23 minutes, when this happens consistently, it is not about physical pain per se. You are touching an emotional wall that has been somaticized. Please see it as such and ask yourself gently, what is it I'm afraid of? And then just sit and pay attention and breathe into that hurting place. But for all of us, this is an important question. What is it I'm afraid of? When we touch that place that feels like a bottom, lean there and ask, what keeps me? What holds me from moving down into that great vastness that is a bottomless ocean, that is a bottomless present? What is it I'm afraid of? Take some time with this question. But there is no need to search for an answer. The question, the invitation is enough. Then just sit patiently. Be steadfast. This is an untraveled road for you, and so the ways are not well worn. It can be shadowy and dark in places. Notice the narrative. Notice the words that come up as you lean against this fearsome place, this afraid place. Notice the narrative, for it may hold some truth and perspective for you. But ultimately, it is like the wind which may be blowing from the north. That is true and important to know, but that isn't the only place it is blowing from. There is no need to hide or ignore your pain and suffering or to explain it away. We each have that place, that crack or brokenness in our psyche or in our hearts. But it is in that crack or brokenness that allows the light to come in, which can illuminate the vast mystery of ourselves. And the inverse is also true. The light, now showing our immense inner mystery and uniqueness, leaks outward, allowing others to truly see all of us, all that we each are, not just what we show, not just our civilized persona of smiles, showy words, and brushed hair. Let that light that shines forth from your own cracked place or your own broken place show the immenseness of your inner mystery and uniqueness. I notice that when I am most in touch with my own sadness and loneliness, I enjoy others all the more, and am more empathetic to the light and dark, to the night and day of them. I leave less of myself out when I am in touch with my own sorrow, and I naturally then leave less of you out. So what is it I'm afraid of? And then at another point, ask, what is under my fear? What feeds it? And again, just sit. Just be stilled, gentled by your breath, by Mu, by each sound of the one who hears. The question asked, the invitation enough if we then just sit, returning again and again to our upright but relaxed bodies. The invitation enough if we then just sit in our breath, if we just sit in Mu and in who hears. Sit in your body, sit right next to, or in the felt sense of pain in your knees, in your back, or in your heart. This is the path of touching and being touched by the heart-mind, and it involves some suffering. Understanding suffering, our own suffering first, is the Buddha's path to waking up. We need to know, to experience our own suffering so that we can understand its origins, for then we are able to finally be still and cease. Finally able to cease struggling and suffering. Finally to cease our narratives of us and them, of inside and outside, of opposites and oppositions. Wu Men, in his commentary on the Koan Mu, which is the gateless gate of our ancestral teachers, said, gradually you purify yourself, eliminating mistaken knowledge and attitudes you have held from the past. Inside and outside become one. You become multi-centered. The eagle cries from a branch of your heart. The jet plane races across the vast sky of your mind. Each thought is as light and vaporous as a cloud. Each breath indistinguishable from my breath, or the breath of the person sitting next to you. Let Mu do Mu. You are then like a fish in the ocean or a bird in the sky, completely at home, rooted in your body, rooted in this body called practice, content with things as they arise, content with things as they naturally fall away, sitting with open hands, sitting with warm hearts. We call this condition Sagara Mudra Samadhi, or Ocean Seal Samadhi. Eiken Roshi writes about this state of mind, saying, we seal our zazen with our zazen mudra, left hand over the right, thumbs gently touching. Our minds are sealed with the serenity and depth of the great ocean in true zazen. This is the first taste of cessation, the third of the Buddha's Four Noble Truths. All things quiet and relaxed, and you, sit confidently at the gateless gate, pregnant with the clouds and stars, pregnant with the mountains, rivers, and valleys, pregnant with the wind and rain and song of the larks and nightingales, relaxed and confident, poised, patient, and with open hands. And now, in that place, in this very place of Sesshin, it is all simply in the waiting. It is all simply in allowing Mu to do Mu, allowing the numbers to count you, allowing the sounds of splashing and of raindrops to fill you up. There is no need to depend on anything else. There is no need for aversion or clinging. What is necessary for you will arise, and then it will fall away, moment after moment, again and again. What is necessary for you will arise, and it will fill you. Trust that. Trust your bodies. Trust this very place. Depending on nothing scares some people. But when we depend on nothing, we become vibrantly alive. The structure and strictures that constrain and inhibit us fall away, and we begin truly to see what is right before our eyes. This nothing to depend on becomes and is your happiness and your joy. It is the gateway of ease. This nothing to depend on is the way of knowing yourself and all others as intimates, closer than your own breath. But great ease does not mean lazy or indifference, because as the Jikki Jitsu tells us each evening, life and death is a grave matter, and all things, each one of us here, pass quickly away. So pay attention. Stretch into your zazen. Stretch into your lives. Okay, thank you.